Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Boy, breaking news right here. You no longer have to worry about a recession. Oh, no. It's never going to happen. Why, you may be asking yourself, George, if the economy is slowing down, doesn't that mean that we're in a recession? If we have negative real GDP growth, if the economy is actually contracting, doesn't that mean that we're in a recession if we have this two quarters in a row? Oh, no. That is old school thinking. My friend, you need to come up to the modern age and re-educate yourself. And thank goodness the media and the White House is doing that for us. Let me get into this story from CNBC, and we'll back it up with this blog post that you are absolutely going to love from the White House. I actually did a whiteboard video on this today. But let's start by going to CNBC. So the title of this article: here's how to know if we are in a recession. And it's not what you think. I mean, I know most of you think that it's, like we were saying, a contraction in real GDP or economic activity. That's just old school thinking. Here we go. Key talking points. Most people think two consecutive negative GDP quarters constitutes a recession, but that's not the case. The National Bureau of Economic Research is the official arbiter of recessions. So don't you dare question the central planners. You're too stupid to understand what a recession is. So what if your standard of living is going down? So what if the economy is producing less? If we have less economic activity? So what if the unemployment rate is going up? So what if your real incomes are going down and your purchasing power is decreasing? That doesn't matter. You don't matter. The only thing that matters are the central planners and the global elite, or the elite politicians, and who they've deemed appropriate to tell you you're in a recession. Can you imagine saying this? I mean, honestly, let's call this dude out, Jeff Cox. Can you imagine? And to be fair to Jeff, he's probably getting pressure from CNBC, who's most likely getting pressure from the White House. I mean, this is all I'm not going to use profanity here, but this really pisses me off. This is all just a complete ruse. And what becomes blatantly obvious is that they have no intention of helping you. None. Zero. The only thing they care about is manipulating you. That's it. Whether it's the administration, and I don't care what administration it is, Democrat, Republican, they're all the same. It's just how degrees of severity. The mainstream media, they are all in bed together. Whether it's Janet Yellen, whether it's Jim Cramer, whether it's Jerome Powell, Paul Krugman, they're all the same. They all get the memo from the White House, and the White House says, guys, we need you to push this narrative. We need you to toe this line. We need you to push these facts. And they just fall right in line like little acolytes and disciples. And their only allegiance is to the power. They could care less about the average Joe and Jane. Their allegiance isn't to actual reporting. It's not to accuracy. Their allegiance is strictly to the power. And as the government gains more and more power, you have more and more of these acolytes in the mainstream media and quote-unquote economists and experts just falling right in line. So this guy goes, this Dean Baker, goes on to say the NBER, and those are the official people. So again, it doesn't matter what's happening in the real economy. It doesn't matter what you're experiencing in your own life. That is irrelevant. The only thing that matters is what the NBER tells us should matter. Again, the arrogance is what really just pisses me off. There's no better way to describe it. The NBER would be laughingstocks if they said we had a recession when we were creating 400,000 jobs a month, as if jobs are some sort of leading indicator, as if the people at the Fed have gotten anything right. Show me a prediction they've gotten right. Inflation transitory? Bravo. So why are they not laughing stocks? Subprime is going to be, the issues we're having are going to be contained to subprime. That was Ben Bernanke. Janet Yellen, QT. It's going to be like watching paint dry. Quite literally, every single thing they say turns out to be wrong. But yet somehow Dean is telling us that, oh, well, if they just looked at GDP, they'd be laughing stocks. How are they not laughing stocks already? This is the question we should be asking ourselves. How are the mainstream media, how is Dean not laughing at them? It's unbelievable. The article goes on to say, everyone who cares knows that recessions happen when there are two consecutive quarters of negative growth. Everyone, that is, except for the people who actually decide. So there's people that decide when we have a recession. It has nothing to do with anything. So think about this. We could be Venezuela right now. But yet, if the people don't decide, these monetary mandarins, it's hard to even say this out loud. It's so ridiculous. That if this group of people doesn't say that we're in a recession, then we're not. Regardless of how bad the economy is. You know what it's like? It's like that that gif of the guy that was in all the Naked Gun movies. Who was that? Leslie Nielsen. I think that's the guy's name, right? With the white hair. You guys know who I'm talking about. And you know that gif where he's like walking out and saying, oh, everything's fine, nothing to see here. And everything's like exploding and like blowing up behind him. That's what they want us to believe. This NBER is Leslie Nielsen. And even though everything is exploding behind him and collapsing, that we shouldn't worry about it if they say that there's nothing to worry about. I mean, it's just, and they, you know what? Another reason why I get so bent out of shape with this is because they are insulting your intelligence. Honestly, who are they trying to kid? The fact that they even put out an article like this tells you that they think you're stupid. They really do. These people in the mainstream media, the global elite, the Davos types, the politicians, they are so transparent in their view of average people by the way they treat them. This is a perfect example. Who is stupid enough to buy this? You and I, because we are in the real economy, we know real people. We know that no one is going to buy this. No one other than a three-year-old or someone who has just completely gone off the deep end with drinking the central planning Kool-Aid. But yet they put this out as though it will be effective in changing public opinion. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out of control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. Again, they don't care about your well-being. They don't care about what's right and wrong. The only thing they care about is manipulating you. And this is proof positive right here. I'm not even going to read the rest of it just because it's just so nonsensical. But what I am going to do is back this up with more of these articles that I used in my whiteboard video today. Let's go over to the Washington Post. Actually, first, this is where it all begins, right here with this blog post on the White House, where they say, what is a recession? They go on to say, oh, it's not what you think. Same BS that we have in this CNBC article. And so what they conclude with, and this is the insight to what's really going on behind the scenes here. It's not about the proper definition of a recession. We could debate that all day long. And maybe, just maybe, there's some merit in that. But that's not what this is about. They're not trying to determine the true definition of a recession. No. What they're doing is they're trying to use propaganda to get ahead of what might make them look bad if we get a second quarter of negative real GDP that is being announced this Thursday. Listen, you think it's coincidental that they start talking about this July 21st, that this blog post comes out? The timing seems very suspicious. I mean, come on. Again, it's just insulting your intelligence, for heaven's sakes. But they conclude, and again, this is where you can tell what their true intentions are and what's going on behind the scenes. They say, based on these data, it is unlikely that the decline in GDP in the first quarter of this year, wait for it, even if followed by another GDP decline in the second quarter, indicates a recession. So if their only objective is just to bring up a debate as to what the true definition is, or to educate you on kind of some of these other metrics that they may use, why are they concluding this, the very first paragraph of the blog post, by saying that, oh, and by the way, just so you know, even if we do get two consecutive quarters of negative real GDP growth, which by the way, they're announcing that on this Thursday, but the timing of this is irrelevant. But just in case we do get that, remember that that does not indicate that we're in a recession. Oh no. We have to wait until eight people or whatever it is at the NBER tell us that we're in a recession, because they're just so much more sophisticated than you dumb rubes in the real economy will ever be. Oh, but wait, there's more. Let's go to the Washington Post. Last week, the White House issued a document stating that two straight quarters of negative GDP is neither the official definition nor the way real economists evaluate the state of the business cycle. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday went so far as to say she would be amazed if the NBER, which determines whether we are in an official recession, remember, they are the ones, not you, not the real economy, not the average Joe and Jane. You're too stupid to figure out if we're in a recession. You're too stupid to look around you in your real life and say, wow, it looks like the economy isn't doing very well. No. You need to be spoon-fed this by the central planners. So Janet Yellen comes out and says she would be amazed if these people who are really in charge of determining if we're in a recession would say that we are officially in a recession. She also goes on to say flatly, quote, according to the Washington Post, that we are not in a recession. Quote, she knows this definitively. This is the same lady, by the way, that said, what was it, back in 2016, 2017, that we would never see another financial crisis in our lifetimes. Never. What was 2020? What was the repo spike? I mean, just, and again, remember the first guy that we talked about, he said, oh, well, if they actually believed that this, if they just used GDP and that was their only measure, I mean, that would be laughable. They would be laughing stocks. How are they not laughing stocks based on everything they've done the last two decades? And just to add insult to injury, if you're wondering here, you just Google, for heaven's sakes, definition of recession. A period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced. Makes sense. Generally identified by a fall in GDP in two consecutive quarters. This has been the status quo. This has been kind of the benchmark for since the 1970s, for heaven's sakes. So why all of a sudden are they making a big deal about it? Just a couple days prior to when they come out and report real GDP, that being this Thursday. Why didn't they make a big deal out of this in the 80s, for heaven's sakes? Why didn't they make a big deal out? You see, it's just so darn obvious. It just drives me mad. So there you go, guys. That's the big news. No need to worry about a recession. No, because you're just too stupid to know when businesses are closing up and the economy is slowing down. Just keep burying your head in the sand. Just keep ignoring reality. Just do what we tell you to do. This has been front and center. This has been their standard operating procedure since 2020. And it doesn't matter whether it's with health, whether it's with the economy. It's the same thing over and over and over again. It's just how people can't see this is absolutely beyond me. But thank goodness we got a group of rebel capitalists here that see right through the BS. So thank you for joining me on this journey. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.